Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, as you expect, when there is a new coach hire, there's a lot of news throughout the week regarding new assistant coaches, recruiting stuff going on. There's a lot of stuff breaking. There will be a lot of news until the end of the month with signing day coming up in mid-December. We're joined now by Husker Online's Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. Let's get to right now, I guess, an update on your behalf of the staff that's been put in place for Matt Rhule. There's, I guess, nothing been out there by the Huskers yet. It's all been on Twitter. But what do we know right now regarding the current staff that Matt Rhule is bringing in with him?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of names coming. I mean, you start with the offensive coordinator, Marcus Satterfield, coming from South Carolina. E.J. Barthel, the running backs coach from Connecticut.
Yep.
And he's already updated his Twitter bio and pictures to Nebraska. Defensively, you've got Terrence Knighton, who appears to be the defensive line coach, yep, and Evan Cooper in the secondary. So you've got four of the ten.
Okay.
Then there's some other ones. Corey Campbell, strength coach. Ed Foley, who's a, we don't know what his role is going to be, but he's been a lot of things in his career. Could he be a on-field 10? Maybe. Feels more like an analyst-type hire. And then one I confirmed last night was Omar Hales, who had been with him at Baylor and other places. He currently is a special teams coach, coordinator at Eastern University, but was with Carolina and Baylor. So it's slowly but surely coming together, but we know of at least seven names at this point.
Okay, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. Who will there be anybody retained from Nebraska's staff?
That's a million-dollar question. I think we all believe that Mickey could have or will have an opportunity to retain. The question is, are they on the same page with everything? Right. These transitions aren't easy. New coach, new management, new styles, financial terms. So those are all questions on Mickey Joseph and if they can get on the same page. And I'll tell you, the longer this goes, it doesn't have a good feeling about Mickey Joseph right now. I mean, that's just because, if he was staying, I think they would get on it pretty quick. And we know yesterday was the day that they were going to sit down and talk about things, and didn't hear anything yesterday, which I'll be curious where that goes. And hearing talk that there'd be maybe another guy retained, and I don't know who that is. Other coach would
another
be retained?
Okay.
Would it be Bearroot or Riola? Who is the other guy in play? Sean Becton.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, but we think we know that Bill Bush is done based on just interactions with Jaden Doss. Basically tweeted that Bill Bush thanked him and wished him luck. Mm-hmm. We obviously know Applewhite's done. Mm-hmm. We know Whipple's done. So you kind of have a good idea where it's heading, but will there be anyone else retained or potentially retained? That's the question.
Regarding Mickey, Sean, we have not seen the exodus of players announcing they're going to transfer yet from Nebraska, but if he is found to not stay at Nebraska, do you expect that day or soon thereafter to hear a lot of news of guys saying, I'm leaving or I'm decommitting from Nebraska, regarding him specifically?
Well, yeah. A lot of the guys have gotten to us. The big question is quarterback William Watson. Brian Munson on Husker Online has a really good breakdown of just who's communicated with us, who's made noise, one way or the other. And the ones that we haven't heard back from are William Watson, Brock Knutson. I'm not worried about him necessarily. I think they're just kind of sitting back, being careful. Hayden Moore, that's a big one. And then two Mickey Joseph receivers, Omarion Miller and Barry Jackson. I mean, those are the guys that we haven't heard from. Ben Bramer will not be visiting Lincoln on the weekend of December 9th. You're allowed to take another official visit to spend time with the coaches. Has said he's not interested in doing another visit. He is supposed to be visiting Iowa State, so that's still one to watch. Arnold Barnes is a Mickey guy, an Applewhite guy, but, boy, he wants to be at Nebraska. He's made a lot of tweets. In fact, he even tweeted at the new running backs coach last night. So that's a young man that wants to be here at Nebraska. And Rule, I believe, has said he'll honor all the current commits.
Arnold Barnes, so he does want to be part of this. Sean, you've noticed in these four hires that Matt Rule has made, they're all guys that he's been with. Does that surprise you? Or is that just what you just expect nowadays, or all the time?
Yeah, that's just typically how it goes. I mean, you hire guys you know.
Right.
I hired you because I've known you 20 years, Sipple. Yeah. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's amazing that you did that knowing me for 20 years, come to think of it. But
it's a good chance.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Go ahead, Sean.
You know, it's one of those things. I know people are always like, oh, are they, you know, but Matt Rule's been around a long time. He knows a lot of people that he's coached with, that have been tied with him, et cetera. So, you know, it's one of those things that it's not a surprise when you look at how many different people he's worked with and knows. And he's had success with a lot of these guys.
Sean Callahan joins us from HuskerOnline.com. Sean, okay. A lot of Kool-Aid regarding Matt Rule, a lot, and he had a very impressive introductory news conference. What are your reservations? I mean, what is there anything that it could just be one thing? Is it what do you have a concern about this hire?
I don't know if there's any concern because he's proven it twice now at two different places that have been in really low positions, Baylor and Temple, and he's been able to get them, in the case of Temple, to win the conference. In the case of Baylor, they lost in the championship game to an Oklahoma team that had Jalen Hurts, but they still played in the Sugar Bowl. So, you know, he's proven that. Obviously, the NFL thing, you know, spoils a little bit of things with his coaching as of late, but a lot of great college guys have not done it in the NFL. Saban couldn't get it done in the NFL. Pete Carroll at one time got fired in the NFL, went to USC, and then came back to the NFL. You go down the line, Steve Spurrier, the NFL, Urban Meyer, is a different place for college coaches. And he had some things that COVID and other things that got in the way of kind of the start of his career. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think you wonder, like, why did it work? But it just didn't work for a lot of guys that came to the NFL from college.
Sean, we've had a discussion the last couple of days regarding expectations for Matt Rule. Now, he's the second highest paid coach in the conference. 8 years, $74 million, 90% is guaranteed per Trev Alberts at the side session on Monday. But, again, we don't know what the portal looks like, what he's got for recruits, but who stays, who sticks around. Can you put expectations on year one, at least right now, for him or not?
Until we know the roster and what it's going to look like, the quarterback, the staff, it's really hard to know. I mean, you know, there's so much of college football is going to change starting Monday when that transfer portal opens up, and we'll have a better idea of some of the players that are staying, going, et cetera. We kind of know O'Shawn Mathis is going right now.
Looks like he said he's leaning that way. Leaning.
what about Garrett Nelson? Mm-hmm. You know, what's his plans? You know, we know Trey Palmer's gone. Mm-hmm. What about Marcus Washington, big Mickey Joseph guy? Mm-hmm. What's his plan? Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, the one-time transfer rule, you can't transfer again unless you graduate. So there's things that would be tough for another guy to transfer. But, you know, we just need to know this roster and what the pieces are going to look like moving forward.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Husker Online, Sean Callahan. I mean, that's a big question regarding the actual – I mean, there's so many skill players that were tied to Mickey Joseph. As Sean said, Trey Palmer, of course, we all know is gone to the NFL no matter what happens. Marcus Washington was turned into a good receiver this season. That's Mickey Joseph's ties. And look at guys that, you know, think about a running back, Sip. I mean, A.J. Allen was a Brian Applewhite guy. That's a guy we were curious about early, got hurt.
Right.
I mean, he was tied to Brian Applewhite, who is no longer going to be with the program.
I'm no longer curious about A.J. Allen. I thought right before A.J. Allen got hurt, he was on the same plane as Anthony Grant.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, they're different runners. But I thought A.J. Allen was every bit as effective. And I think he had the sort of momentum that he was going to pass Anthony Grant.
It's unfortunate he got hurt.
It is.
But he's also a Brian Applewhite guy.
O'Shawn Mathis tweeted yesterday that he is leaning toward the draft, the NFL draft. He wants to talk to Mickey first. O'Shawn really came on strong late in the year.
Sure did.
But numbers vary. Pretty ordinary, 50 tackles, 5 TFLs, 3.5 sacks, 6 quarterback hurries. I mean, compare that to, we can do the Randy Gregory comparison. Randy Gregory in 2013, 19 TFLs, 10.5 sacks. Mm. That's 10 starts, okay? 66 tackles. How about 18 quarterback hurries? I mean, O'Shawn's numbers were more like Jason Ankara's. Jason Ankara in 2013, I mean, actually had 9 tackles for loss to O'Shawn's 5.
Dang.
4 sacks to O'Shawn's 3.5. 4 quarterback hurries to O'Shawn's 3. I mean, Ankara... he might have played a little bit in the NFL.
He was a fringe NFL player. With the Texans for a while.
So that's what we're talking about probably is O'Shawn. O'Shawn seems like a fringe guy right now, right?
With those numbers, yeah.
Yeah.
Mailbag and Song of the Day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.